Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Never lost. Let's go.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan.
Can I get a year? Let's go, man. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Sorry I missed you last night. You know, I've been sick more than I've ever been sick, but I'm good now. Slept it off. Had 2 days to get ready for tonight, and the number to dial is, oh, it's not the old one. It's 888-808-1019, like FM, KM to 2 a.m. on The Fan in New York. Let's restore the feeling. If you're driving home from Yankee Stadium, call me up. If you watch the Yankees win tonight, call me up. You know what I'm talking about on The Fan first. I'm not about to talk about Caitlin Clark. I don't watch the WNBA. They play when the Yankees play. I'm not talking about C.J. Stroud on a hip-hop podcast. I don't watch that type of stuff. I don't care about what two WASP Philly guys have to say about the NFL. It's not football season. It's baseball season. Finally, we don't have to talk about the Rangers. Finally, we don't have to talk about the Knicks. It's wide open. So for the Knicks-Rangers fans that are kind of Yankee fans that don't really watch, come on in. For the Knicks-Rangers fans that, oh, yeah, I watched some of the Yankee games. Yeah, well, pull that old Yankees jersey out of your closet, A-Rod, whoever it may be, and let's go. I'll see you on 161st and River. We're going to talk about a lot of things tonight, man. We're definitely going to talk about the Yankees. No, we're not going to talk about Shohei Ohtani all of a sudden. No, we are. I want to save that for when the Dodgers come to town, but isn't it kind of odd to you? Shohei Ohtani is just cleared of all charges and accusations today, and here come a bunch of random guys you never heard of being suspended or being banned from Major League Baseball. 888-808-1019. Yo, Garrett Cole's coming back. Garrett Cole was in Jersey pitching against the Yard Goats. Alert for you guys that want to watch like I want to watch. The Yes Network will air a replay of that tomorrow at 12. I'll 100% be watching. I saw a little bit of the clips on the internet, which is great. Like, the fact that we even have that. And shout out to my guy, BK. Brendan Cuddy was down there covering it. So that was good. You know, I'm just prolonging this till we get to the bread and butter. Oh, the Make It Happen Mets. Look at the Mets. Not blowing the game late. The Mets win 6-3. And you know what? They took the series. LGYM. I was saying free Mendy. Free Carlos Mendoza. He deserves so much better. But no, you got to work your way out of it. But I mean, here you go against the Washington Nationals, getting away from New York. First full series in June. And the Mets get it done. Mark Vientos, a lot of y'all got to refresh your information. How often do I tell you that with the Yankees and with the Mets? Hit refresh on your information. Hit refresh on Francisco Lindor. Hit refresh on Gleyber Torres even. And now we'll talk about this game tonight. I won't keep you waiting on that. 888-808-1019. I mean, the Minnesota Twins, they're our pals. Minnesota Nice. I heard Susan Waldman talking about how Royce Lewis is the nicest guy next to Joe Mauer. The nicest guy, and like she got that from the Minnesota broadcast crew. Like, these guys are sweethearts. They're so nice. They're good ball players, but they're better guys. Great, good for them. Just continue to lay down and not compete. And you know, this is a team that won 10 games in a row this year. This is a team that people are talking about. Oh, look at Carlos Correa. Yeah, no. When it comes to Yankee Stadium, they have nothing. When they face the New York Yankees, they are owned. They are our friends because we are your friends. They're the best pals of the New York Yankees. You can always depend on them, right? Coming home from a great West Coast trip, which we're definitely going to talk about that tonight. You know, the Yankees in the past teams, I've seen them come back home to all the hype, all the attention, right? 37,000 plus, club going up on a Tuesday and lay an egg. And man, shout out to everybody that went. I wasn't well enough this morning to go to the game. I kicked some tickets to my guy Joe and his wife. If you guys are listening, I hope you guys had a great time. Congrats on just everything. Obviously, your baby life. Wish you guys more success, and I'm glad you got to go see the Yankee game tonight, a 5-1 win. Kathy, I wish I could have joined you guys in Legends, and I hope your little guys got what they wanted. She sent me a picture, said, Judge, Yankees, we broke the piggy bank for these seats. Come say hi. I hope Judge or one of the Yankees turned around from the dugout and said hello. It's a great time to be a Yankee fan. It's a great time to be a Yankee. Imagine being Luis Gil, living the dream, right? Had to go through some nightmares to live this dream. But if you were just listening to the post-game show about like how close it was from this guy not getting this chance, everything happens for a reason. The universe never unconnects. Gerrit Cole going down, man, it sent the Yankee universe into a panic. Oh, we need Blake Snell. Oh, bring Jordan Montgomery back, please. Little did we know that this young man was going to come back in this form. They're talking about this guy starting for the American League in the All-Star game. Who did that last year? Gerrit Cole. And on a day when Luis Gil goes out there again, this is not a fluke. This is not a drill. This is who this young man is. And I know we're all waiting for innings limits. We're all waiting for his arm to fall off, for him to show fatigue. I'm not. Six innings, one hit, six strikeouts. Not worried too much about the walks. This guy is looking like the best pitcher in baseball, the best pitcher in the American League, on his way to an All-Star game when the voting starts pretty soon. 888-808-1019. I say that, you know, folks are waiting for his arm to fall off or waiting for the Yankees to send out a smoke signal, something, Morse code, Luis Gil shutting down. Like, don't do that. And this is something I want to say on WFAN as well. As I listen to these shows talking about World Series or bust for the Yankees, and oh, the Yankees must save us now because the Rangers failed or the Knicks failed. We take this day by day, series by series, week by week, and month to month. There's no point in fast-forwarding your mind. Maybe if that's the point of your show that day, cool, that's good for you. But you'll never hear me do that. Why? Because this is the same episode. This isn't different for us. If you're a Yankees fan, you understand we're not worried about the drought that the city is in. Our own World Series drought is longer. The urgency that you're seeing, the team that you're watching every night, it's cause and effect. What happened last year? You guys missed that? The urgency is from 82 and 80. The urgency is from this window closing where you're paying Judge over $300 million, Cole over $300 million, Stanton over $300 million. And soon Juan Soto is going to double that. The urgency is that this is a 15-year drought. How many years do they do the generations, like millennials, Gen Z? I don't know any of that stuff. Isn't it 20 years? Well, we're 5 years away from another generation of Yankee fans not seeing a World Series, man. I see a lot of people try to lean into, oh, Yankee fans always counting their rings. When was the last time? It's been 15 years. Well, I'm not 25. I'm not 15. I remember. And I understand that, like, what you're watching is because there's urgency for the Yankees' own brand. They have to sell merch. They have to sell tickets. They have to pack that place like they've been. They cannot have another 82 and 80 season. So that urgency is not because we need a champion in this city, man. That urgency is for their own way. 888-808-1019. What do you sell to your players that come in? And every year in spring training, oh, we're talking about bringing a World Series back to the city. Oh, it's all about having that parade at the end. Yeah. You know, so you don't have to tell me. It's the other thing popping up. Because Aaron Judge had the most ridiculous month we've ever seen. And you know what? I bow down to this man. He is the silencer. Silences all critics. Oh, Aaron Judge isn't worth that contract. Judge, why don't you sign that contract? All rise. Here's your new American League home run king, MVP, just this short of winning the Triple Crown. Case closed. And so this year, he has maybe the worst start we've ever seen from him, the worst month we've ever seen from him, possibly. And what does he do? He follows it up with the most ridiculous month we have ever seen. He's the silencer. And they're still talking. They're still saying now, oh, well, he's a 211 hitter in October. Oh, well, he's got to do it in the postseason. Yeah, duh. If you think we don't know that, and he doesn't know that, and everybody in pinstripes doesn't know that, then I don't know what type of time you guys are on. I don't know what you watch. I don't know what team you follow. I don't know what city you live in. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, the Yankees win tonight. Shout out to Gleyber Torres. Refresher information. Gleyber's hit some homers recently. He's got that average above 230. I'm not mad at Gleyber. He's batting seventh, and we all know, right? Like, I'm done. It's beating a dead horse at this point. And Gleyber misses another infield. Like, it's whatever, man. I let that one get to me a couple nights ago because, I love what Marcus Stroman is doing. And when you actually go through Marcus Stroman's lines and his earned runs, like, and the runs that he's given up, man, there's little cheap things. There's little things like Gleyber Torres not making a play. It's fine. I'm over it. It does not matter. It's a small thing. They're winning. They're rolling. They refuse to lose. They will come back and sweep a team. It's fun. 888-808-1019. Tommy Canley, appreciate you. It is what it is. Gave up one to the nice guy, Royce Lewis. So nice. He waited to homer off Tommy Canley. Ian Hamilton, Luke Weaver, good enough for me. This bullpen is ever-changing. But one thing that doesn't change over the course of this Matt Blake era, Mike Harkey era with Cashman and Boone, you can count on that bullpen. They're going to be there. Some of these bullpens are trash. Ask the Mets fans next to you. I want to break it down, but I can keep going until we get close to the hour. Like I might as well go till we get closer to the 11 o'clock hour in the update. Just a couple things I wanted to get off my chest, man, right away. When you look around the league, and I just don't want to do this, but the fact that, like, I hear so many people, oh, Aaron Judge got to do it in October. Oh, it's World Series or bust. No. Like, we know. We know. There's no point. Like, let us enjoy this day by day, series by series, week by week, month to month. There's nothing we can do about October, bro. October's not promised. I might not be here. You might not be here. I'm sorry to be grim about it, but there's no point in talking about it. But when you just look across the league, right, and I think I saw Tommy Lugauer put out there like, oh, the Mets aren't done. Sorry to throw Tommy under the bus. But like another thing y'all got to think about is everybody here and their fandoms and their agendas and that type of stuff bleeding in. But Tommy says the Mets are only three games back from a wild card spot. What did I tell y'all to stop doing, I think, 2 weeks ago? Do not mention the wild card to me. Because the last time you said the Mets were three games out, they dropped to six games out. Okay, they've worked their way back to six games. They got 4 or 5 months to hold that. It doesn't mean anything. And when the trade deadline comes, if they sell off all their players in favor of going with Mark Vientos, Brett Beatty, Francisco Alvarez and whatever, guys, and what are we talking about? There's no reason to do it. So the same way that I say for the Yankees to not talk about World Series or bust, there's no point in talking about the Mets making a wild card. They both are so far away, and so much is going to happen. I always think back. I'm probably not going to the All-Star game this year. I said that last year, and I ended up going. But I went to the All-Star game when it was in Colorado in 2021. And I was on a panel with the John Boy media heads, and they were all, people were asking, you know, our World Series predictions, and everybody gave a prediction. And in my mind, I'm like, everybody's going to be wrong. You can't predict that stuff. You can't predict baseball. Hey, Susan. What's up, John, if you're listening? Man, shout out to Ricky Ricardo. Ricky Ricardo's got it. But as many of you hit me to tell me, oh, Ricky Ricardo should replace John, then who's going to replace Ricky? You think it's hard to find a replacement for John Sterling? It's going to be twice as hard in Espanol. But yeah, anyway, I remember being on that panel with John Boy Media, who, like, they host events during the All-Star game. So if you work for John Boy Media, you can't go to the All-Star game. But I'm on the panel, and they asked me who I wanted to predict as the, you know, eventual World Series, I'm like, you can't do that. I'm not going to give you an answer. It's just going to be wrong. So much can happen. We're in early June. This was in mid to late July. So much is going to happen and change. What I tell you to do as a Yankee fan when you go to sleep tonight, when you're done listening to my show, whether you turn my show off now, but you pray at night, if you pray, I advise you to, man, pray for health. 888-808-109. Pray that these guys stay healthy, man. Because what I was about to say, when you look around the league, man, the Orioles just lost some arms. I just had a note today that I put in my my preparation for tonight's show. Oh, Christian Javier, he just went down for the year. We're in a league where there are so many starting pitchers that have gone down. And we had the scare as Yankee fans losing Gerrit Cole and not knowing for how long. And he's back. He was on the mound tonight. But there are other teams that are not going to be able to recover from losing arms like this. John Means, Tyler Wells. There's so many guys that have dropped. Not to mention the Shane Biebers, the Spencer Striders, right? Like, so maybe this is the year. Because I know the year started where we beat the Astros and everybody's saying, oh, well, and now you see the Astros are trash. So you're not really looking at them the same. But when I look around the league, I remember a couple weeks ago, folks on this station were saying, oh, the Yankees can't beat good teams. Huh? Well, they got punched in the mouth by the Orioles. They got punched in the mouth by the Seattle Mariners. And I came on and countered all that. Okay, so if the Mariners figure out a way to win the West with the bum-ass Astros, Angels, and Athletics, it's just them and the Rangers who are the reigning champs. We all know nobody wins back-to-back World Series anymore, so you can count the Rangers out. I'm not afraid of the Mariners after what we just saw. The Central, you can just count the Central out. The Guardians, bro, they're a cute little story, but like the Central is not going to come out of the American League. So then it leaves big, bad Baltimore, who I can't wait till they come here. I cannot wait. I'm counting down the days, yo. I'm counting down the days. I'm glad I'm not sick for that series, knock on wood. I want to be at all those games because I remember going to those games last year when we were close in the standings with much lesser of a team. You can't tell me that the Baltimore Orioles are that much better than these Yankees. I'm not buying it. And we'll see. The 18th, 19th, 20th. I'll go to all those games, come right to the fan. So looking forward to it. Not getting ahead of ourselves, but just saying. Anybody that wants to tell you the whole, oh, it's World Series or bust, just say, duh. We're Yankee fans. We think we're winning the World Series every year, right? Isn't that the motto? 27 rings, bro. Oh, well, the Knicks couldn't do it. The Rangers couldn't do it. Yeah, weren't y'all just talking about 30 years? 1994? Half of that for the Yankees, but the Yankees get to the ALCS. It won't be the Astros knocking them out of the ALCS this year. So, man, just, you know, lock in. Every game is fun. I don't know if you guys are going to these games, if you guys are betting these games, you guys are listening to them on the radio, watching these games. They're fun, man. Judge added on today. Man, Volpe, Soto jersey giveaway day tomorrow is going to be so dumb. Like, the lines to get into the stadium, people are asking me how to finesse, and I'm like, not for nothing. I'm blessed. Blessed Yankee fan. I prayed for this. I don't have to worry about how to get a jersey. I know I'm getting a jersey. I'm trying to figure out how to get more than one. I got 3 Aaron Judge basketball jerseys in my closet right now. But there's going to be people outside at Yankee Stadium because it's warm and a nice day. People are going to be outside 3 hours before the gates open to get a Juan Soto basketball jersey. Oh, and let me guess, Juan Soto is going to be a Met next year. Are we done with that? No, you guys aren't done with that. That's something else we're going to do until the World Series and beyond. But yeah, we got a lot to unpack tonight, bros. We got a lot to unpack tonight. It's been 4 days. Like I said, I was sick. I have a baby in my apartment. That has to be it. That's the correlation. I'm like, I've never been this sick. Oh, well, every time my son is sick, I'm either sick right when he's sick or right after. Love him, though. Saw my son take his first steps today, and I felt the strength of 100 men. Can't tell you what that feels like, but if you're a dad out there, you know. Shout out to the dads and the moms out there. Keith McPherson on the fan. We got to go to the break and the update. But yeah, for the most part, we're going to talk about the Yankees, this run they're on, this game tonight. We'll definitely mix in some of the Mets. At least it's a feel-good conversation around the Mets a little bit here. We're not going to waste time on Jeff McNeil. We're not going to waste time on all the nonsense. It's all positive energy from me, you heard?